The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, you guys. Welcome back to the What We Said podcast. Happy Tuesday. And today we have two very special guests. And they're going to speak when spoken to. So don't talk quite yet, okay?
Okay.
All right. That's cool. you were speaking to us.
Who are you speaking to?
Here we go.
The listeners.
We got the husbands on today. Round of applause. It's been a minute.
It's quiet. If boy runs through with this, it's quiet for him.
if homeboy can get it. Do you guys know that reference?
No.
I can get it.
Of course you don't.
How long has it been since they've been on
but
the pod?
But regardless, I'm happy to be here.
Thanks
Nick
for
and
being
I
here.
Both. I'll speak for Nick today, okay?
Thanks, Liv.
How long has it been? You know?
3 months.
Oh, three?
Yeah, I think, Nick.
Maybe
six
two?
Months.
Nick's like, not long enough.
No.
2 months, they say, Chelsea. It has literally been a freaking year. It's been so long.
2 months? You think you were here in March or April or May?
I'm going to look it up. And by the time this is posted, like, go look at my threads. I'll have been like, I'll post about it.
Leif
like,
has
we're
been,
on the What We Said podcast 2 months ago.
He has been, well... We've been recording here since January, and you guys have never been in this space recording with us. So that's at least 6 months, just to give you context. But Leif has been complaining about his thread engagement. He's like, these aren't getting engagement.
I know. It is actually hard.
In thread right now.
What are you going to say?
Live update.
Podcasting with the girls.
Nice.
And Nick.
Thanks. Maybe I'll download the app.
Do you not have it yet?
Not yet.
Are
Why not?
Are you a Twitter boy?
I don't post on Twitter, but I get on it.
You get on it?
Yeah.
I wonder how
Red
many,
flag.
I wonder how many users are... Didn't they say 100 million people downloaded Threads or something?
Mm-hmm.
That's a ton. How many users does Twitter have? I mean...
I don't know. It's got to be pretty competitive to Twitter now.
It's crazy.
Definitely.
Leif's taking a selfie, so... he's using this situation for clout so he can get engagement. Go check him out.
Everybody follow him.
What have you guys been up to?
Oh, I forgot about life updates for today. What have you been up to, Nick?
I have been playing some golf.
Ugh, has he ever?
Having a lot of fun doing that and hanging out with Case and Chels.
Nick, I almost called you Nikki because I was thinking of Nick is very excited because his favorite golfer won this most recent tournament. And it was the best weekend
Ricky
of his
Fowler
life.
Ricky Fowler finally got it done.
Nice, Ricky.
And he went out and bought the same exact putter that he has.
Which is really hard to find right now. I was all over eBay.
Really?
And I had to build it to Ricky's specs, of course. You know?
Is Why he a not? Lefty? Or wait, you're not a lefty.
No, he's a righty.
One of my other friends.
Yeah, Case was looking like he was potentially going to be a lefty. No offense to any lefties out there, but...
You're trying to correct that
we're
real
trying
quick.
To. Trying to work on his right arm.
Nick literally strapped his left arm tighter in his high chair. And I was like, whoa, this thing's stuck. And I looked back and it was like tied back because he was eating with his left hand a lot. Oh. I'm like, Nick, that is literally so bad.
He could still use it. It was just a little bit more difficult to use his left hand.
Being a lefty, though, is inconvenient
in
the world.
Yeah, it is.
So that makes sense.
And if I want to share golf clubs with him or anything like that,
the
it's like...
Yeah, most minute save money. Detail.
Yeah, and then if I'm going to teach him something, I don't know how to teach a lefty.
Yeah.
I told Nick he has to be careful about indoctrinating him with golf because if your parents are so, you have to do this, or trying to get you to do it so bad. I mean, you never say, like, you have to do this, but... Everything you buy for him is golf.
I'm literally
themed.
Trying to take away his golf clubs. He's a menace with them right now.
He does love his golf clubs. He swings them.
Yeah, then it's like piano lessons.
Not on purpose, but you don't want he's just piano. Reckless.
Yeah. Did you guys all take piano lessons growing up?
Oh, my mom taught them to us. So you know, we extra didn't like it.
And you play piano. I forgot, Nick.
5 o'clock in the morning, it's dark out, waking up to go to piano lessons. It was
Yikes.
Pretty.
Wow.
Really? 5 a.m.
That's what it felt like. It was dark out. Yeah.
Before school?
Before school sometimes.
Whoa. That
didn't
intense.
Last very long.
I took piano too. Don't you think that's kind of a niche, like maybe Mormon thing? Because I feel like most people did not grow up doing piano lessons.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
It probably is.
And literally everyone I know has taken piano.
I will say.
Great instrument.
It is. It's really nice to be able to have. I feel like piano, unlike other instruments, teaches you a broad range of musical theory, which I think is nice to have in case you do want to. Like, I feel like knowing how to play piano helped me learn how to play guitar easier because you know the notes and just theory in general.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you play piano, JC?
I can play. I can't really read music super well.
Me neither.
Kind of, but not really. No, but I can play a few songs.
You and just see colors and you can hear exactly. The notes.
I just feel the music in my soul.
No, guys,
Leif's actually pretty good
at piano. Once upon a time, I had a dream of a song and I woke up and I played the song.
Really?
That's really impressive.
That I made up.
What the? Did you release it for the public?
No.
It's like prophetic.
Put it on your thread.
Don't worry, he's still threading.
Well, I was trying to tag you guys, but what we said doesn't have a thread.
I know, we need to make one.
I tried to do it, but...
You can't do it on the same phone.
Yeah.
So I have to do it probably on my work phone.
Oh, that's so annoying.
That's what I heard. So stay tuned for that. I wanted to ask Leif on air what his current fixation is, because there's always something. There's always something that he's researching.
Current fixation is traditional Chinese medicine.
Okay, wow. Literally, okay. This is news to me. I didn't even know what it was going to be.
Traditional Chinese medicine.
Now I came across this TikTok of this guy talking about drinking warm water and how it's very beneficial for you. And since I can remember, I have hated ice cold water.
Really?
Or cold water at all. Mm. I just love like room temperature water. And he was talking about all these health benefits, and it's a Chinese medicine practice. Well, not practice, but you know, that's what they teach is philosophy.
Helps with digestion and stuff.
Helps with digestion and getting rid of toxins and
bloat,
all this
apparently.
Stuff.
That makes sense. Yeah. I have heard that ice cold water is kind of bad for you.
Yeah. Chelsea makes me a drink in the morning sometimes. It's like warm water with, what is it?
Lemon?
Lemon.
Lemon and aloe vera.
Aloe vera.
Nice.
Leif has always, you've always been like that. Even at restaurants, he'll ask if he can get no ice and stuff, which I'm always like, give me ice, especially in the summertime. What do you mean, really?
But
of course.
Why do you like it so much?
It just tastes
better. It just tastes good.
Really? I think it tastes not good.
Is Nick's Red Bull part of Chinese traditional medicine?
So funny.
Not so much.
It could be.
Could be. Gives you wings, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, true.
So... Lady has been eating Farmer's Dog food for, I believe, 3 or 4 years now. Pretty much the entire time we have owned her and had her, and she's been alive. So she absolutely loves Farmer's Dog food. Normally, when you look at bags of dog food, you know, maybe on the packaging, you see like bright carrots and juicy steaks, but then you open up the bag and it's just these like burnt, smelly pellets. But dog food needs some fresh thinking, and that is where Farmer's Dog comes in. Eating processed food for every meal is not healthy, and we all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. So if you are looking to try something fresh, I highly, highly recommend you get these little like packets of food, and you can do different recipes based off of your dog's preferences or needs. It's real healthy, fresh food with whole meat and veggies, gently cooked in human grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. So when you get the food delivered to your house, which is also very nice because it just gets delivered and you can keep it in your fridge and in your freezer for a while too, you can physically see the real food ingredients in it. Like you can tell it's really good quality and it's pre-portioned. So it's in ready-to-serve packs, super convenient, and Lady is a very healthy gal and she absolutely loves it.
Dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from the Farmer's Dog. It's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/whatwesaid. Plus, you get free shipping. So you just go to thefarmersdog.com/whatwesaid. Again, that's thefarmersdog.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out.
This might be the most perfect sponsor of all time for today's episode. It is Hinge. You guys, at all of our live shows, we ask the question, what is your guys' favorite dating app? Or what's the best one that you guys have had success with? And overall, the answer has always been Hinge. So we are very excited that they're a sponsor for today's podcast for all of our girlies out there who are dating. Hinge is the dating app designed to be deleted because Hinge is the intentional dating app that actually works. Why is that? Hinge is different. You can easily build a unique profile using their feature called Hinge Prompts. So the prompts help you showcase your personality to share your interests, humor, and dating intentions. Your potential matches can then respond to your prompts, skipping the small talk and starting more meaningful conversations. So there's like an about me. And for example, you can say like, my simple pleasure in life is blank, or the way to win me over is doing this. And then it gives possible suitors the chance to reply to that, you know, instead of just randomly DMing and like not having much to go off of.
You can also talk about what your type is. And remember, don't make it too surface level. But, you know, you want to make your standards or what you're looking for. And you can also get personal, you know, talk about what your love language is. Are you an acts of service girly? Do you like words of affirmation? You know, give guys a little bit of an intel into what you like. I know so many people who have gotten married and have a happy marriage, children, because of dating apps. And like we said, Hinge is the dating app that's designed to be deleted. So if that's your goal, check out Hinge. So if you're looking for a meaningful relationship, download Hinge today. Meet someone great and then delete Hinge when it feels just right. Again, that is Hinge. Go download it.
Yeah, I was curious. I genuinely didn't know what you were going to say. Back to threading. Okay. Well, we all went to a little event together.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. We went to the Tezza event.
Yeah. And good deal all the way to Italy.
Felt like we were there.
It really did. It felt like we were in a European, it really felt like Italy, actually, specifically. And
yeah, it did.
It was so pretty. The whole place was so beautiful. Great food.
Great
fun
people.
It's fun to catch up with people. And the event was for their new studio feature, which is like a video editing software on the Tezza app, which I do have to say, yes, we are biased, but the Tezza app is the best.
Mm-hmm.
It is the only app that I use to edit my photos and that I have for like a year or two.
It's so good.
It's so good. It's so easy to use. They have great filters, great everything. And now they have the video editing app, which is awesome.
It's great because there's so much. This sounds like an ad. I'm like,
yeah.
It's great because, no, if you want to do a little bit to your photos, like even if you just want to adjust the exposure, contrast, add a little grain, but also if you want to go full out with a filter on it.
Yeah. And they have cute filmy filters that genuinely are
with like frames and stuff
that are really cute. Big
and
fan.
Now you can do it with your videos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know.
True.
They're really doing the thing. It's cool to see it just keep going.
Growing.
Keep growing, keep evolving. Nick, do you have any current fixations? Do you get fixated on things and research them like Leif?
I go through phases. Really just was geeking out on that putter.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Golf stuff, but yeah, nothing too specific right now.
Nick was telling me that to join this golf club, it's $120,000 initial deposit and $4,000 a month.
Yeah, that's just to be a member. I think it was Newport Beach Golf Club, like the one they play the tournament at.
Oh my gosh.
But like there's Santa Ana and there's like one in San Clemente that's a lot cheaper.
But you don't have to pay to go golf.
No, yeah, you never pay to golf.
Oh, okay.
Do you want
to
do...
Well, that might be a steal for how much you would pay to go golf.
No, that's, that might be that's worth it. Definitely not true.
Do you want to do...
I just really like to take my friend's money.
Oh. So,
you know.
A little bit of betting involved.
Yeah, but I mean...
Sports betting.
Yeah, it's just fun to be out there and compete with like your friends or whoever's out there. That's why golf's such a good game, because you could be a lot worse or a lot better than your friends, but the way that you can play, it evens the playing field and you can compete.
What's that called? Like a handicap?
Yeah, a handicap. Mm. Like you can get strokes. So it's a good time.
Nice.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know.
But
it's kind of a different language. It just takes a few times to get out there and you'll figure it out. Chelsea's catching on.
I'm finally catching on.
It's taken
to the verbiage
years.
Or what?
Yeah, to the verbiage.
And she's kind of been watching a little bit more golf lately.
Yeah, because this is the thing. If you introduce me to the sports or to the athlete's family, I'm going to be emotionally involved. So, of course, I'm going to be rooting for him because he hasn't won in how many years? And it's like, okay, of course I'm going to be rooting for him now.
Yeah, but you would never put on golf and be like, oh, I'm interested. Or would you
know? No, and I honestly only like the last couple holes. It's like, really? We got to watch all 18, unless it's a really tight, unless Ricky is doing really good.
Nice.
But other than that, I don't really care.
Don't worry. Someone's doing intense yard work or something right next to us.
A leaf blower.
Yeah, a leaf blower is going. Sorry if you guys can hear that. Carry on. Anyway, today we're doing official dating rules. We're going to tell you guys the official rules that were put out by you for dating. We asked some questions on our Instagram story. We're going to get the boys' takes on some stuff. And it's going to be great.
I was thinking if we are the right people to give dating advice, because, you know, some might say the, you know, and what they want out of dating is a good relationship and maybe possibly a marriage, a successful marriage. So are we more not suited, but like, what's the word?
I know the credible. Word.
Yeah. Are we more credible to be giving dating advice because like we've been successful with it, or are we less because we haven't dated in forever?
We're both.
Oh,
we're both because yeah, the end goal is to have a happy marriage.
Yeah. So we have good advice.
We have good advice for you, but
can we remember?
Yeah, yeah. It was so long ago and we were young. And I think that the thing is that dating, even not even the young thing, just the world is different now.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we were dating now, even if we were the same age, like we were 20 or 21, it would be a different story.
That's so true.
Because social media was just now kind of coming about when we were dating and dating apps too.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a full blown thing, which that's I think true. We're going to hear a lot about in these
but
responses.
Maybe there are some long standing truths to dating.
Principles.
No matter what the
to
time.
Live by.
The
no
game never changes.
I agree with that.
Let's find out.
And let's find dive out in. After this break. Just kidding.
Have you guys ever even listened to our podcast and know how we talk?
Absolutely.
We don't need to talk like you. We talk like ourselves. This is our podcast.
We are our own person.
Do you genuinely, how often would you say you listen to an episode?
Oh, never.
Hardly ever on my own accord.
On my own accord.
Yeah, if you guys are listening to it.
If I'm listening back.
Yeah, if you're listening back or whatever. I don't know.
Nick, what's the last episode you listened to? Crickets.
Just like the one a couple weeks ago, you know.
Which one?
Where you're
the good one.
The one where, you know, everyone is writing in stories. They're really funny.
Oh, yeah. That narrows it down.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, right. They don't need
Chelsea
to listen.
Was there. JC was there.
Yeah.
But in Nick's defense, he doesn't really listen to podcasts in general. That's what he was saying.
Same.
Neither does Leif. I've never heard him listen to a podcast.
It's not like they choose other podcasts over ours. But also,
you guys should
package
an audiobook.
What?
You guys should do an audiobook.
Oh,
together.
Wow. Okay. Just throwing up business ideas.
I listen to audiobooks.
Oh, for you. We'll do one for you.
Thank you.
Well, I was going to say, sometimes when you have people close in your life that you spend a lot of time with, you don't need to be consuming their content.
No.
It's like,
you don't.
I'm fully fine if people that know me in real life do not listen to, not even because I don't want them to, but because it's like, you probably already know everything I do. You don't need to listen. I'm not like, you have to catch up with me.
No.
She says this, but she'll be like, what's the last episode you listened to? Or like, are you going to listen to my podcast?
No, I don't say that.
You did just say it.
Well,
two minutes ago.
I just said that for the content, but I don't say it on a regular basis.
Semi-regularly.
I think that I could see podcasting being a fixation in the future for you. Not creating a podcast, but listening to a certain podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I could see you getting into it.
Making our podcast really great with like really cool visuals, like your next fixation.
That's
Wouldn't that
thing.
Be cool?
Yeah,
fixating on how to make our lighting and our video the best it can be.
Well, I was just going to say, I love visuals. So I'm sure once you guys have this filmed, I'll be watching it.
Oh, nice.
I love watching.
Yeah. Mm. I've seen you listen or watch a few podcasts like on YouTube, I guess.
Yeah.
That's true. Is this leaf blower okay? Like, do you think it's going to pick it up, Leif? Because it's loud.
It'll pick up a little bit in the background, but it's not going to be overwhelming.
It's kind of nice. Well, it's just giving you a nice little summer.
Little brown noise type of vibe.
Waking up on a summer morning, you know.
To do yard work.
Yeah.
Do landscaping.
Saturday morning, yard work. Or else you can't hang out with your friends.
Crack of dawn.
Mm.
I love cutting grass. Maybe that's why
me too.
This is totally fine
cutting
for me.
Cutting grass, digging holes. Do you like digging holes?
Depends. I dug holes for a while with the job I did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
is that a hobby?
My friends called me Stanley Yelnats.
Why? Because you were so good at digging holes?
I guess, because I just dug holes all day.
For a purpose, or you just liked to dig the holes?
Well, I mean, I didn't mind it, but it was my job.
Oh.
Leif had construction jobs before I met him, and then, you know, was excited to get into entrepreneurship and not have to do that, but you always go back to your roots. He's always like, I want to dig a hole. Like,
I would love nothing more to just cut a nice field of grass.
Yeah. One day.
Was that one of your chores growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I don't look back fondly on any chores. Wait, anything that I've had to do.
You're the only boy, right?
Yeah.
In your family? So did you do all the yard work and the girls just like sat inside?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Please.
Play.
No, my dad would help sometimes. Like, I think he liked doing it too. But yeah, we would. I'd cut the grass.
Oh my gosh. I wish we could sit inside while the boys did our yard work. Me and Abby were out there. Picking weeds,
man.
Ooh,
that's constant. Not a fun one.
Luckily, I had asthma and allergies. Got him. I would get so deathly ill if I would go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if I would go out in the grass and do stuff, I would be like sneezing all day and sick. So then I got to get out of all the yard work because I would get sick. Oops.
Well, should we get into these dating rules?
Yeah.
I asked Nick late last night when he asked me what this podcast episode is going to be about to help me come up with some ideas for, you know, old time dating rules back in the day when we were dating. What did you come up with, Nick?
My mind went completely blank. Like, I had to like dig really deep, and then I was digging and digging and not much was coming. So I was like
digging the hole.
This is a great answer or a great question for AI. So I was like, let me ask AI.
And AI came through.
Really?
I was like, oh my gosh. Here, do you want me to read them?
Yeah.
You can read a few.
Is it that chat GPT?
Yeah.
Okay. Things not to do. Did you ask things not to do on a first date?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
And they're great. And they, wait.
They.
Who are they?
Yeah, who are they?
The other day, Chelsea, we were in the car driving to that event. And Chelsea is saying something. She's like, yeah, well, they say not to do this about parenting. I'm like, who's they? Like, they say you're not supposed to. I don't remember what it was.
Say no. Who's they? I'm like, you don't know. You never find out. They just keep talking to you. Okay, don't be late without a valid reason. It shows a lack of respect for the other person's time.
Mm.
Avoid talking excessively about yourself. Show interest in your date. Engage in meaningful conversation. Okay, and we were actually saying on that, here are some, I was like, what are some topics that you guys would say to stay away from on a first date? Just like on a first date, don't talk about
topics?
It. Yeah.
Mm. Well, someone wrote this in, I saw, which I agree. Like politics, money.
Mm-hmm.
I think religion was on there too, but.
Yeah, that's what we said. Like exes or past relationships.
Yeah.
Don't talk about that. Yeah. You can get into that later, but like you don't need to be bringing that up. Yeah.
Golf.
Well, yeah.
That's one you just got to get out of the way right away.
Listen, it's not, before we get this started, I'm a golf fanatic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Religion, politics, or any kind of like dark trauma of your life.
Yeah. Let's not trauma dump on the first date.
What do you guys think about talking about zodiac signs on the first date?
I'm going to say no.
Oh, I think it's just kind of fun and interesting.
Oh, you don't take it seriously?
JC, I said the same thing. I feel like zodiac signs.
I think let's test the waters a bit more on the first date. We can go on the second. Mm. You can talk about it on the second date.
Because then that opens up a whole nother can of...
I almost feel like then you start, not overthinking, but like labeling each other immediately. It's like, let's get to know each other on the first date. Maybe you can ask like, oh, when's your birthday? What's your zodiac sign? Virgo. Okay, cool. But we don't need to dive
into... Okay, cool, bye.
Okay, cool. Goes home and researches my entire life with that person. No, but, you know, we don't need to get into the minutia of it, okay?
Yeah.
We can just have a fun first date. Maybe we'll chat about our compatibility in the future.
Ladies, don't be asking for birth time and birth location on the first date. Wait till date 3 at least. So topics to talk about then. What does that leave you with? We were saying passions.
Yeah, I was going to say
goals.
Hobbies and passions.
Yeah, hobbies.
Sure.
And maybe your family. Again, if it's like trauma with the family, maybe leave that for later. But like, oh yeah, I have a couple brothers, like blah, blah, blah. I grew up here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But so those are things that you should ask about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not talk.
I think lighthearted is the way to go for sure on the first date.
Yeah.
We don't need to be diving into anything. That's the important part of going on a first date is realizing it's fun, it's lighthearted, and we don't need to make it super serious and be like, well, it's just my opinion. Like, could I marry this person? It's mm-hmm. like, let's just have a fun night. And if
your
I liked it, I'll see
like
you again.
Vibe initially.
Yeah. It's like, we don't need
to trying to figure out.
Be mm-hmm. so serious about it.
I wonder how many like go wrong because they have a certain expectation. Like, what if people really could have been a great match, but
they're both overthinking it.
Yeah. And they go too deep on certain subjects.
Yeah.
And then like, they like both push back.
I do think that Abby actually was saying that about dating, how sometimes you feel like you have to, in order to be honest with the other person, you feel like you have to say everything about you and like just lay it all out on the table. Mm. But you don't, not everyone has to have that kind of access to you, especially right away. And so it's okay to like withhold some information.
Yeah, for sure.
You don't have to like, these are all the things you might have to deal with, by the way.
Yeah, especially on a first date.
Yeah.
Definitely a tip for a guy and a girl is like, you want to be a little mysterious. Like, you want to have some questions unanswered. That's going to keep people coming back.
True.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember what we talked about on our first date, but we broke the cardinal rule of the first date should be super short. We literally hung out till 4 a.m. First date. First time ever hanging out, meeting.
Yeah. I mean, if you're having a good time and you're just, I don't know. We weren't taking it too seriously. It was just a fun.
It was like a friend hangout. Yeah, I guess so. But I wish I could remember what we talked about.
I remember what we talked about. We talked about the music we like. Like, we talked about the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I remember telling you about my, like, I was teaching swim lessons and like making jokes about that. And then I think I can't remember anything else, but I just remember after I said the Red Hot Chili Peppers were my favorite band, like, I felt like the ultimate pick me girl because your eyes lit up like, oh my gosh, this is the girl for me.
The ultimate.
It worked. My favorite band, I'm not like other girls. I don't like Ariana Grande. I like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Leif, do you have any recollection of what we talked about?
Well, ours was a double date. So it was more of like a hangout with a couple friends.
Yeah.
And which I think is great for a first date.
I think so
too.
To
kind of like see how the other person interacts with other people.
Yeah.
In like more of a group situation. And just like, yeah, you kind of see their personality without getting too deep.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great option.
You know what? I think I'm thinking of our second date too, that we stayed up late. That was more of just us. Yeah. Like, it was also a double date, but at the end it was more just us.
Mm-hmm.
I think even if you want to, a good rule is on your first date, maybe even your second, but especially on the first, is even if you are really jiving and you're like, okay, we are getting along so well, still end it at like an appropriate time, like 2 or 3 hours afterward. Like,
yeah.
if it's going really well, maybe 3 hours, but like 2 hours, even if you're like, oh, we're having such a good conversation, leave the other person wanting more. Be like, okay, I really enjoyed this. Like, I hope we go on another date.
Totally.
Bye. And do you guys think you should kiss on the first date? Not in terms of like any kind of shame thing by any means, but just in terms of it could, well, I guess I'll answer my own question first, is I feel like if you kiss, or maybe not a little peck, but like if you get super like touchy and whatever on the very first date, it could just be overwhelming in general. It doesn't even matter, I think, if you have so much chemistry, but I just feel like it might be better, the safer option, to withhold that as well on the very first date.
I agree. I mean, yeah. If nothing else, even if you have to kind of try not to kiss, I think it's like
exactly
a fun little challenge.
Mm-hmm. Keeps them wanting more. Keeps them on the toes. You got to play a little bit of a game, honestly. That's what I believe. You have to play a tiny bit of the game.
Got to keep a little bit
for
of that
sure.
tension.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've shared this on the podcast before, but on our first date, Leif was like, oh yeah, I could tell you were so into me because you were laughing.
Do not use that sort of tone.
You were
so
obsessed with me.
Because it makes people think I'm just like this douche.
You're not, Leif.
Okay,
nobody thinks that.
You say
oh,
it from
I could, I could for sure tell that like you wanted to kiss, or not kiss.
I never said
but
that.
You were so into me. You kept looking at me.
He's like, you were laughing and looking at me. I'm like, we were at a comedy show. Should I not have laughed? I'm kidding. Tell it from your perspective.
I don't know. Like,
actually,
I think a flirty thing, not a flirty thing that girls do, but like you can tell that they're like into you a little bit, which is nice. Like, it was a nice thing. You shouldn't be embarrassed about it or think it's weird.
I'm shy.
But like, if they laugh and like look at you, or if you're like watching a movie and something funny happens and you and they look at you to see if you're also laughing or just sharing the experience together.
That actually is like a body language thing. Whoever you look at when you're laughing, you're like trying to connect to them and you feel mm-hmm. closest to them in the room.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I mean, I do think that tracks when we were at a comedy show. That's all I'm trying to say. Literally at an improv comedy club. He's like, you were laughing. I'm like, correct.
Okay. That was part of what I said. You were laughing and looking at me.
Yeah, yeah.
And trying to no, kiss him honestly, while you're laughing.
I'm not just saying, you were so into me because you were laughing.
I know. I'm joking. You're ruining the comedy. You're kind of ruining the bit.
No, I'm adding to you. Like, this is my perspective.
A girl laughs at like your jokes though, there's nothing better. Like, that's like a true sign that yeah. she's probably
like, I feel
likes
like
you.
I'm floating.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's true because guys generally aren't
and
that
genuinely.
Funny. And so to
what?
Show a guy you like them, you're like, that's so funny. And then you know, like, I'm telling
it
you,
was
I like
fake?
Him.
It was all a joke. And we will
I'm
not
kidding.
Be laughing at any further jokes.
I'm just kidding. Guys are funny.
Guys are
just
funny.
Just like girls are funny, but. Guys
I mean,
think they're funnier than they are.
Men are probably
funny. Yikes!
On like a
big yikes.
What? Finish your sentence.
I was.
What kind of statistics would that even come from?
I mean, you said that girls are funnier than guys, and I just don't know if
no,
that's
I
true.
Said guys just aren't that funny.
Oh.
Okay, let me change.
I think
this.
There's plenty of girls that are funny. You're really funny. Mm, JC's funny.
As you should.
Yeah, as you should.
I think both men and women are funny.
I think
equally.
Girls are funny. Looking.
So
oh, yikes.
All right, we're getting to murky waters
no, I
here.
Saw I saw Jimmy Fallon post one of the most unfunny threads.
Jimmy Fallon is not funny.
Yeah.
Like, why are we giving him this?
He's likable, but he's
Jimmy
not
Jimmy Fallon?
That funny.
More like Shmimmy Schmallon.
Okay, this is life's new thing he does. It is. But what did he, I almost said tweet. He said
thread?
Something like, yeah. Okay, what is a, oh my gosh, I have to find it. It's actually so.
Well, I think, here's the thing. And I actually threaded about this, if you want to follow me. It's really annoying to be a girl because guys will assume that you're not smart enough to be funny sometimes. I will make a sarcastic joke. Like, oh yeah, and then I went here, and it's like it's obviously sarcasm. And if I was in a room of women, we would be crying laughing.
Well, do you know what sarcasm is? Do you know what it means?
Then they assume I'm not being sarcastic, so they correct me. They're like, oh no, I didn't mean like that. I meant, and I'm like, I know that. I'm literally making a joke, and you are
and it
not
went
assuming,
over your head.
Yeah, and you're not assuming I'm smart enough to be sarcastic.
Okay, morning beverages for dogs. I'll start. English barkfast, English barkfast, matcha tea.
What?
Take away his platform.
Matcha tea? I don't even understand that
matcha.
One. Well, I know matcha, but
mutt,
what's...
Like a mutt.
Oh, mutt.
Saying
mutt.
For dogs, like matcha tea. I'm like, this might be the most unfunny thing
no.
I've ever read. Why do you have a literal comedy talk show?
And this is further proving my point. Ever since I was little, I've had a complex about this because... I swear, okay, and my brothers don't listen to this podcast, so I'm safe. If I was a boy, I would be considered the funniest one in my family. But because I'm a girl, when I even say it, it doesn't even come across as funny. But if my brother were to say the exact same words and the exact same fluctuation, everything, people would think it was funnier.
You think?
Mm. Not even on purpose, just... That is my core belief that I have grown up with that I will never...
World is a cruel place.
I can agree with that. I can see that.
Like even if I just said funny looking, I don't know if we would all be laughing as hard as Leif said it.
That's so true. It's a different energy. I think Hannah Berner talks about this a lot. Like it's being a female comic, like being in the comedian space as a girl.
Yeah. Think of some
so
of
hard.
The comics if they were a girl. If they were a girl doing the exact same things, people would be like, they're so cringy.
Like Brian Regan?
Even, yes. Even like, okay, Jim Carrey's so funny, But even if a girl was doing those faces and stuff like that, like people would be like,
"Oh my gosh, so true."
She's so cringe. She's not funny. Like,
but would you think that?
Maybe. Unfortunately,
yeah. Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because we're all a part of the system, life. That's why.
I have to take it down.
Shoot. Anyway, Jimmy Fallon,
you're canceled.
You're done.
Swing and a miss.
It's not good. Anyway, back to dating.
Like, I just know. Okay, one more thing. I just know if we were boys and we had the exact same podcast, you know those two guys that always joke, what they're on, like they go viral on TikTok.
There's a lot of two guys podcasts.
Two boys go viral.
I actually.
Do you know what I'm talking about? They're like maybe Italian or something.
I actually don't.
Do they talk about like words a lot? Like how to
kind of
pronounce words, or they pronounce words weird?
What was their most viral one? I can't think of their names, but they're super viral on TikTok and everyone thinks they're like the funniest duo. And I was just, I always think the same thing. I'm like, if we were boys, we'd be top in the charts.
No, you know what? I actually think the opposite. I think that the podcast space, that a lot of the general takes is like, men should not have podcasts. Like, your podcast is cringy and annoying, and girl podcasters are some of the most successful.
That's kind of true.
Like, think about even...
But not Joe Rogan. He is the most successful podcast.
But I'm just saying, girls are up there. Like, Call Her Daddy. There's a lot of very successful women podcasters. That's what I actually just think about the influencer space in general.
Oh,
is
for
that
sure.
I love being a part of it because it is kind of... I wouldn't say it's... I don't know. I would love to see a statistic. I would venture to say that overall... Women is a female dominated industry.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. Yeah.
But then I think about people like Logan Paul and some of the richest people are definitely men. But I feel like, honestly, these OnlyFans girls and like female podcasters probably make more money than men do a lot of times, which is cool. Like, it's something unique for this day and age. But
yeah, it is a female dominated space for sure.
Yeah.
And I would say maybe podcast listeners, there's more female podcast listeners.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I don't necessarily see guys choosing our podcast over that one I was just talking about, but I see girls 100%.
Right, and more girls listen to podcasts. Yeah.
I think girls think girls are more funny than guys think girls are funny.
Of course.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And the sky's blue.
I mean, look at our analytics.
Yeah.
Not many men listening to this pod.
Yeah.
But we love our Valley.
We salute
our Valley Kings.
Yeah.
We are jumping into an ad to talk about Macy's. You guys, I hate to say it, but school is just around the corner. But the best part of starting school is picking out a new outfit for the first day. Literally brings so much joy to my brain, to my heart, to my soul to pick out a first day outfit. And Macy's has got you covered. They have outfits from your favorite brands and our favorite brands like Levi's. They've got Free People. They have some really cute stuff. I just got a really cute little, might be a little too warm where you guys live, but I got a little black and white striped mango sweater from Macy's. That's super cute. It's like a V-neck kind of off the shoulder. And of course, no first day at school is complete without a backpack and new shoes. So they have Nikes, they have Kipling, they have so many good brands.
When we were going to this event the other day, Leif was looking for a watch. He wanted to buy a new watch and he found one at Macy's. He couldn't go in time to get it because it was literally the day of, but you know, Macy's is always coming through. They just have tons and tons of stuff. Also, if you're heading to college, you can get dorm essentials like bedding, beauty blenders, Fitbits. They have tons and tons of stuff. Specifically, if you want to restock on any of your beauty favorites, they have fragrance, beauty, skincare, makeup, like tons of options at Macy's, as well as really cute clothes, shoes, accessories, and really a lot of other stuff. They got you covered. So head over to Macy's.com/backtoschool. If you guys are heading back to school and need some necessities, that is Macy's.com/backtoschool. Go check it out.
We're jumping into an ad to talk about our sponsor, Nutrafol. I have been seeing so many people talk about Nutrafol, whether it's on Instagram or TikTok, talking about how much they loved it and how much it helped their hair journey. I personally have been on a hair journey for my entire life because I've always had pretty thin hair. And recently I got hooked on Nutrafol, and I've been trying to be very consistent with it. And it's actually a goal of mine for the next couple months to be take it every single day. And hopefully I can join the masses in celebrating my new, strong, beautiful hair. Did you know that hair thinning will happen to approximately 1 in 2 women? If you're among them, no, you're not alone. Thinning is normal. Nutrafol helps women address it from within with science-backed supplements. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve visible thickness and strength. So if you're postpartum or menopause and whatever stage you're in life, Nutrafol has 4 unique formulas to support women. Each is physician formulated using drug-free, science-backed ingredients so you get the most reliable results.
You guys can go to the website, it's Nutrafol.com, to take a hair health wellness quiz. You identify causes of your thinning hair, and Nutrafol will give you a personalized plan for better hair growth through their whole body health approach. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning like stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism through whole body health. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol's women's hair growth supplement for 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code WHATWESAID. Find out why over 4,000 healthcare professionals recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code WHATWESAID. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code WHATWESAID.
Should we get into some of what the listeners were saying about the dating? Like, let's see, hear some of their red flags, think.
Okay, let's see some red flags on a first date. Doesn't pay when he's the one asking you out on the date. Like being too cool for school or having an I don't care attitude.
Yeah, no.
That's annoying.
Turn off.
Talks about getting married or having kids with you.
No. Also,
on a first date?
I feel like if guys are listening to this by some chance, the amount of compliments you give a girl is very touchy, okay? Stay around the 2 or 3 compliments per date. Less than that, it's like, does this person even like me? More than that, it starts getting like, you're creeping me out.
I wonder what compliment I would even want on a first date. I'm trying to picture like what.
Well, I would like when they pick you up, you look great tonight. Like, I love that, like some specific detail. Like, and oh my gosh, I love your hair. And
then, you look great tonight. I really love your legs. Like, you have beautiful legs.
And if you have a hard time,
legs might be a little much at the beginning.
Oh my gosh, you've got a rockin' body.
I mean, from you, I would like that, but not from a random person on a first date.
Okay, I was just checking what.
If I walked out,
I would jump out of the car. If I got on a first date and I got into the vehicle and he said, "You have a rockin' body," I would say, "I will see myself."
Is that
out.
Because that's like outdated in a dad?
It feels like sexual almost to me. Like, it feels like too. It's like that's the first thing you notice. Like,
yeah,
I
ease
wanna,
into
like,
it.
Let's get to know each other.
Yeah, no, I was just wondering. I never did that. You know,
I never did that.
What? Okay, so you see each other for the first time on your first date. You're all dressed up a little nice. What would you prefer a guy say?
Okay, this is what AI said.
Would you say, what's better?
I think I have
you
issues.
Look nice.
I think I have genuine issues.
You look cute, or you look amazing.
I would say like you look pretty, or you look cute would be my ideal,
or amazing. Like, it depends on what I'm.
If I'm wearing like a jeans and a tee, and he's like, you look amazing.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. If like if it's we're going to a fancy dinner and you're more dressed up and you have like more makeup on, you're like, you look amazing. Like, that would be.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, if we're just going sledding or something, and I'm like, not that we would ever go
sledding. Sledding in AZ, Gilbert AZ.
You know what I was actually thinking of? Ice block sledding.
Yeah. Down a hill.
Mm-hmm. But AI was saying, compliment them sincerely to make them feel appreciated. And I feel like that's a good line. You know, you're complimenting them to make them feel appreciated, not objectified.
Yeah.
So if you're like, I appreciate the effort you put into like getting ready and I appreciate how you look like, but you're not like, those legs.
Maybe just pick one thing like, I really like your dress.
Yes.
I really like your dress.
I was going to say, I think a safe bet is complimenting what they're wearing maybe, which maybe sounds surface level, but I'm picturing when you picked me up for our first date, I could maybe picture me have saying like, I like your shirt, or like, I like your outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure.
And I think that's like sweet and not as like, you look so handsome. I love your eyes. It's like, whoa, I do not know you yet. Like, that's not a bad thing to say. I just think personally.
You wouldn't like it if a guy on a date was like talking to you and was like, you have beautiful eyes.
I would like that. Into the conversation, not the first thing they say to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably even like the next date would be even more preferred, right?
Yeah, I mean, one at the beginning, one in the middle, one at the end. Like while you're talking, like, I love your laugh or something like that.
There's a timer on the guy's phone. Like,
compliment.
Oh my gosh.
Your eyes tonight.
Your eyes. I just got lost for a second.
Like I just, you were just
got
texting.
Lost for a second.
Reading the compliment.
Okay, let me keep going. When he texts you, I'm here. Yeah, I think you should come to the door and get her for sure.
Say, I don't see you on my doorstep.
Or say, just drive away, pal.
Scoot, scoot, pal.
Wrong house.
Honestly, a lot of these are like talks about himself too much, doesn't ask you any questions about himself, on his phone a lot. Oh, this one says if they comment about how you look too much.
Mm-hmm.
If they're rude to waitress or staff. If he asks, so what should we do tonight? Absolutely not.
Criminal.
Talks about his ex, listening to music in his mission language and claiming he prefers it. Absolutely not.
Talking about your mission?
Yeah, that's Mormon niche.
No,
don't drop that you were an AP on your first date.
Wait till the third.
Then we can get into it. That's really a majority, I would say. And I think that it's just pretty self-explanatory that if they ask you on the date, they should pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. It's like you essentially not made me, but it's like you wanted to come here. It was your idea. You have to pay.
Especially if they're picking the place. That seems off. It's like,
no.
Yeah.
And then make you pay for it.
Could you imagine if I picked you up and brought you to somewhere and I was like, okay, like, are we going to split this? Are you gonna pay for me? Like, that would be so weird.
I would leave the date.
A lot of people did say kissing on the first date too, like trying to kiss you.
Yeah. Just be respectful. Honestly, mm-hmm. We should have made this for boys because I feel like girls know how to behave on a first date. Most of the time. Well, do they? Let's ask the boys in the room.
Have you ever had a...
I'm like, I wish we had a different perspective. Anyways.
I think the same applies for girls.
Yeah.
Like oversharing, talking too much about yourself.
Yeah.
Like girls do that.
I think a thing for girls, which Nick would agree with me on this probably, is don't talk negatively about your exes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exes in general, but even date 3, 4, 5, like don't talk negatively about your ex.
Yeah.
That's...
You know, a big thing for me is like receiving a couple compliments from the girl.
Mm.
Like a lot of times I'm like nervous.
Aww.
For the first date or like a date or something. And if they can compliment you like on how you look or whatever, like it feels great.
Yeah, maybe
eases the nerves.
If you're having fun too, maybe be like, this is such a fun idea.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
Compliment the date idea.
Yeah.
Have you ever picked up a girl for a first date and she tried to kiss you on the first date, Nick?
I don't know. Probably not.
That was a test and you passed.
He's looking a little nervous. He's like, no, never.
Yeah, no.
You've never kissed a girl before me, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And you never thought anyone was funny before me, right?
Of course not.
Yeah.
Girls are not funny.
Easy.
Okay, let's go to green flag on a first date. What people said.
Nice. Let's keep it positive.
Comes to your door when they pick you up, holding the door for you.
Holding the car door is just top tier, and it's such a small thing to do. The bare minimum.
If I'm holding the door for you and saying like, hurry, come on, come on. You know?
And that's actually really funny too.
that would be funny.
Yeah.
Get in.
That'd be the best icebreaker ever.
Facts. Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
Wow.
I would.
I think it's funny.
Got us again.
Yeah. Actually, girls, I'm telling you right now, the right guy will think you're funny right away.
Yeah,
I've been on dates where I was like, you don't get me. And me and Nick were like, he was dying laughing at everything.
I think that's the thing that clicked first beyond everything. Obviously, mm-hmm. I thought you were beautiful and want to get to know you, but like our sense of humor was very similar. And I thought Chelsea was hilarious.
Very important. Oh,
thank you.
I literally think that's more important than maybe anything else.
I think you're right.
Sense of humor. I think it's like, that's how you, it says so much about, it goes so much deeper than just your sense of humor. We were kind of talking about that on Kenzie and Sabelle's podcast about Chelsea and I, our friendship and how.
It's how you like perceive
life.
The world.
Yeah, it's how you cope with things. It's how you perceive things. Like, whenever people ask Chelsea and I about our friendship and I'm trying to explain, like, why it's great, the sense of humor thing is always what's on the forefront of my mind, but it always seems so, like, unimportant, I guess, or, like, surface level. But as I've been thinking about it more, I'm just like, I think that might be the number one importance to me specifically mm-hmm. in my life with my relationships.
I think that's why this podcast is, like, does really well. It's because the way you guys get each other and your sense of humor.
How would you know?
Don't act like I've never listened to it. I'm kidding. I'm literally on it right now. I'm literally here in person.
It's true.
He sees us interact all the time. But a lot of people, it's just like, it's pretty much the opposite of the red flag. It's just doesn't check their phone constantly, actually wants to get to know you, nice, interested, and being a good listener. Eye contact with having conversations.
But not too much.
Yeah, that's true.
That freaks me out.
Too like, much eye contact?
I think maybe because I have ADHD.
Looking like, into your soul.
It's hard sometimes for me to focus if I'm always making like eye contact.
Yes.
Like long eye contact, that's almost a deal breaker. Like, yeah. Especially, I mean, I'm going to look away when I want, but I can focus a lot better if I make brief eye contact, then I look away. I'm actually listening. I'm just trying to process. Because if I'm looking into your, there's so many, your brain goes a million miles an hour. Yeah.
I like,
especially in your eyes.
You got to look at the whole face when you're like talking to someone. Mouth, eyes, eyebrows.
Okay, but what you're doing right now is eye contact though.
Really?
Like you're looking at me. Yes.
We don't know where Leif's eyes are going. Apparently.
Cool. When he's never looked into my eyes, he's like, I just look at your eyebrows when I talk to you.
No, I was but joking like, about your pictures when he was looking down.
Oh.
When you never know
seriously.
Where his eyes are.
No, ever.
But like prolonged, just straight pupil to pupil, I like start
terrifying.
Zoning. Like I'm like in a different world. It's like just your eyeballs.
No, because you're getting lost in my eyes.
Can't tell what's going on in the rest of the world. And then I can't even focus on the conversation.
Okay, what do you think is the hardest part of dating in today's world? What would you guys assume that people
said?
Well,
yeah, we don't know too much.
I would say,
but just assuming,
honestly, the amount of options at your fingertips that you think you have, you actually don't, but that you see on social media or dating apps would probably
be. I was
going to
say the same exact
thing. Comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems like unlimited options where before, not that you're like happier with less, but kind of. You meet someone, you're like, oh, we get along. But then if you go on social media, you see all these different people. It's like, oh, but what if I would get along with someone else better or something?
Yeah, and I think when you are on a dating app, a lot of people, they just like getting on it because it's a hit of dopamine every time you get a match. It's not even necessarily about, it's like subconscious.
And then you can like stalk that person and have all these preconceived ideas and maybe not even go on the date because it's like, eh.
That's what.
They're probably this type of person.
That's
I don't
what a lot of people are saying. Already knowing so much about them before meeting or talking in person.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm glad I met Nick before I looked at his Instagram and saw all his fishing pictures.
Well, fish yeah, boy. You know, you got it.
But then afterwards, I was like, oh, that's like endearing. You love fishing, nature. You love being outside. But before, girls, like a thing is, oh, great.
Girls should not want a guy who has, maybe this is probably wrong, but who has like a perfect aesthetic on
Instagram
their Instagram.
Feed.
Don't you think there's something might be a little...
off.
He might, I mean, maybe that's what looking for. If that's what you're looking for, that's great. But to me, that seems like they're caring way too much about how they're being portrayed and not actually who they are.
Social media is for the girls only.
Yeah.
We've been over this.
Yeah.
The second a man makes a like video, like knowing he's hot, it's like, you are now ugly.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
If a girl does it, it's like, cute.
But Leif's dance videos
are hot.
Hot.
Yeah, those
Either.
Are a slay.
Exception.
Those are a big slay.
Yeah, and if your boyfriend or husband has a account,
tell him to delete it.
you have to be in a majority of the photos. Nick's account is pretty much just my second account, honestly, at this point.
Yep.
Your Instagram, at least, but you never get on it anymore.
Another thing that someone was saying is everyone has a roster. I'm part of the problem, and I have a hard time committing. And I've heard that a lot.
I have heard that.
I've
what
heard
is
that,
that
so much. Like, everyone has a roster of people that they're kind of talking to at one time.
Mm.
Which I feel like was not a thing as much when we, maybe a
in
little.
High school.
I feel like you had a roster, Nick.
Did you ever have a phase where you're like, oh, I'm talking too often and like going on dates with three or four different people? And yeah. And like trying to decide. Awesome.
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah, was I on your roster?
There was a moment in time where, you know, I felt the pressures of like getting married kind of hitting hard, you know, in our culture.
Yeah, how old were you for context when you felt
that? You know,
that?
Just after my mission, like 22, 23.
Crazy, but I get it.
Yeah, where I'm just like, I want to get to know some people. And you can't just, I didn't want to fully commit to one person.
Yeah. But so when you went on a date with me, did you have other girls on your roster, would you say?
Oh, no.
Just say no.
When I went on a date with you?
Yeah.
Easy answer, Leif.
I guess, the day that I went, no.
You became the roster.
No, I know there was another. I know there was another involved. But I'm wondering genuinely if you were like, oh, yeah, I was talking to like four different girls and then, you know.
I think it's a good thing to have.
So, yes.
Like, not a roster, but just like people that you're getting to know and going on dates with and kind of narrowing down your options. And then once you commit more to one person, it's like, okay. That's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Committing to you.
I agree to an extent. It's like, obviously, if you have multiple guys that you're kind of interested in, and then one of them, you're like, oh, I'm the most interested, then it shows that you really like that person. But
the last thing you want is, like, to be with somebody and, like, getting serious, and then them have second thoughts about somebody that was,
like, on their roster.
That they didn't have enough dates or time. Like, you don't want them having no regrets.
Want to eliminate the options.
Mm-hmm. You got to let them fly, you know?
Let them fly and they'll always come back around.
Eventually.
Nick, you definitely had a roster when I came back around the second time. You told me.
I didn't, yeah.
Like,
I was
still
like,
kind of
oh
talking
gosh,
to someone, by the way.
My roster is full right now. I'm sorry.
can
you wait a few months?
But you were talking to
gonna
like.
I have to make a trade deal real quick.
Yeah,
exactly.
Please. We're over
Fantasy
budget
football?
On our market cap.
A lot
that
of people,
was a low point.
A lot of people say hookup culture as well. People just want to hook up. Mm. They don't want to actually date.
People nowadays don't feel like they need a relationship because they have so many things at their fingertips too.
They have so many ways to get dopamine.
Yeah.
They don't need you.
And like fulfillment from relationships online maybe where it's like, if they're in constant communication with their roster probably. So I was thinking, I feel like people did have rosters back then, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, 10 years ago, but it wasn't as obvious. Now, if you're rostered, they're probably the ones liking your photos, messaging you on like whatever, following you, sharing videos with you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's probably so many different ways you're in constant contact with all of the people you're talking to.
It's true.
Back then it was like, oh yeah, I went on a date with this person last week, but I also am talking to this person, like I'm texting them a little bit.
Mm-hmm. It's true. There's so many different ways to connect now. Because when we were dating, there weren't Instagram stories even.
No.
Which like, you know, so you wouldn't be like, oh, he viewed my story. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a thing now is seeing people being like, oh, they're watching my stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had to like reach out.
Mm-hmm. Just for anyone who's curious, because hookup culture is one of the number one answers we're getting on the hardest part of dating these days. And hookup culture is basically accepts and encourages casual sex encounters, including one night stands and other related activity without necessarily including the emotional intimacy or the committed relationship.
Yeah, I feel like that would be, I mean, I don't know, but I would assume that would be draining for people. And it's like fun for a moment, but then they feel drained afterwards and like they lose their motivation probably to keep going and like keep dating because they're like, well, that was fun, but now what am I going to do? Like if I want something more.
I think based off these, it's harder to find commitment these days.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people, whether it's social media, both on from guys and girls, their expectations are just out of this world. Instead of like finding a partner that you'll grow with, similar to like how you guys have been, Jason Leif and like even Chelsea and I, like you find somebody that you're compatible with on like a granular level that you get along with, that you love, and then you build your future. Instead of, you don't need to have your future built already.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, a lot of girls like, oh, he needs to make, you know, $150,000 minimum before like I'm even going to consider him. He needs to be this tall. He needs to look this way. It's like, okay, there's 2% of the population literally makes over. You know, there's just certain things that are, you just got to be realistic and you got to be, you got to know that you can work towards something with your partner.
That's one of the pros of getting married at the age we did, honestly, because there are pros and cons to that, to getting married young. But one of the pros is that you don't have as many, I guess, expectations, and stipulations to, you kind of are a little more naive, which maybe works in your favor, where it's like, oh, we have fun together, we love each other, this is awesome. And then, you grow together instead of like when you're older, I think it is easier to be more stuck in your ways or have certain requirements.
Yeah. Like our dates when we were first married was like going to the grocery store. Like we were just happy to have some money get some snacks and watch a movie. Together. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Totally. It seemed like a little easier and more lighthearted, I feel like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes if you are too concerned about the stipulations you have in your mind, you're not open. Like your heart center is literally closed off. So you're not even open to, you don't even realize that you're missing out on a potential connection because you're so tunnel vision.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking, like, we've changed so much as individuals. So, like, what are the most important, like, core things that you need to look for in a person?
I think morals is really important and sense of humor, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have the same morals. It doesn't necessarily have to be even religion, but a lot of times it's easier if you are the same religion because you know their morals. But even just, you know that you guys both value the same things and you have similar goals in life. AKA, I feel like it's really important to both, if you, one of you doesn't want kids and one of you does want kids, that's huge.
Mm.
And so kind of wanting the same life trajectory. It doesn't have to be the exact same. Like one of you could want to live here, one of you can want this kind of house. But I think, just like life values and purpose.
I know.
Huge.
I think obviously chemistry, physical chemistry is a huge part of marriage and a huge importance. But I also feel like just literally liking them and being around them. I feel like some people almost, it's like, I don't know, a lot of marriage is just mundane being around each other. And if you're like, yeah, well, we love each other, we're committed to each other, but if day to day you don't have fun together, I think it kind of goes back to the sense of humor thing. It's like that is really the majority of your life is just hanging out. So you really need to like them. I think I heard Ed Milet say that. He's like, we, like me and my wife, we love each other. We have great physical chemistry, but we also like each other. We just like to hang out. I think that's underrated, maybe. Definitely. And maybe that's obvious, but what do you think, Leif?
No, I was just genuinely asking. What are the core things?
I know, and I wanted your thoughts.
Well, I'm zoned out at the moment.
Cool. He's like, well, I'm threading, so I'm busy.
I'm just feeling things, not really thinking things.
You're just vibing?
Yeah.
No thoughts, just vibes. Do you guys have any last minute or final thoughts, final recapping thoughts? Anything to say to the listeners?
Are we ending?
Well, it's been an hour.
Yeah, it's been an hour pretty much.
OMG.
It just flew by.
Time flies.
UV is 10. We got to get out there and tan.
Oh, good idea.
With no sunscreen.
Yeah.
Okay? That's his other fixation is that apparently sunscreen is the problem. And
I do agree
lots
with that.
Of sunscreens can actually give you cancer.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay. I do agree with
also,
that.
Also, your body doesn't know how to regulate like when it's in the sun. Say if you wear sunscreen for years and years, and then all of a sudden you don't, you're absolutely fried. Whereas I've never worn sunscreen.
I heard that wearing
sunscreen. Well, you're olive toned.
It's a little different when you are literally going to, Leif has been telling me this. I'm like, I will get fourth degree burns and be at the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
But maybe it's because I have worn sunscreen, but like,
yeah.
My skin is so susceptible to sun damage and stuff. I've had blisters this big on my back before.
Yeah.
I am not going to not wear sunscreen.
No, there's just certain, I'm sure there, and I know you do your research on all that stuff.
I actually don't, but I'm just like scared. I'm like,
that's
I'm not going to go out
we just
in the sun
need
to
research.
Sunscreen.
We need to be informed on this stuff.
But they do have better sunscreens for you than, not all sunscreens are created equal as well.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I will go back to my point I made last week. I'm tired. I don't need to be researching. You know, people are all about the like non-toxic life, which I love. I think that's important, but it's like
Where does it end?
Yeah, you can't.
No,
if you're trying to do that with every single thing in your life, you will be miserable.
No, you have to go one. Sure. You have to go one at a time. Like yeah. I do enjoy it a lot, and in order to not get overwhelmed, I just have to go with one thing at a time.
Yeah.
Like whatever I start like fixating on, almost of like, okay, this is something I look into it. I try and find the best option.
Yeah, it's I like, okay, it, I care about on. My water quality right yeah. now. I'm really into that, you know. That
you have to have genuine interest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You definitely true. Do have to take it one step at a time. And I'm not at the sunscreen stage yet.
If you don't believe it, you're not going to keep doing it, especially if it's a little inconvenient. You're not going to do it if you don't actually believe it.
No.
You guys have nothing to say to the listeners who stood by our side.
I'll say something.
Taking care of us while we went on tour and you guys stayed home and they were out there supporting us.
And we were supporting you from home. I think that it's hard. I don't envy anyone who's dating right now. Like, it's got to be very difficult, and I feel for that. Like, it's already hard, as is. But it's hard work. I think that people don't realize, like, it's not going to be just an easy ride. Like, you got to put effort in. Both sides do. If you really want something.
I think you have to. Kind of what I said last week on the podcast, like, manifestation, the whole thing of it. Whether you believe it or not, like, it's about the universe reacts to what you are being, not just what you want. So if you want a partner, if you want somebody who, if you want these standards, you have to be working on yourself. That's what takes so much effort, not mm-hmm. changing the other person and not trying to like make yourself fit to the other person. Working on yourself, regulating your own emotions, that is the like hardest part of life in general. And that is what you have to put so much effort into. It's not necessarily like, okay, I have to make sure my partner does this and this, and I have to look for this. It's so hard to find the partner who does this. It's much harder to like look within and try to make yourself up at a certain vibration, because that will attract the partner that you, not the, physically. But
I think the best relationships come from two individuals that are confident in them, in their own selves.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And so just be hopeful, be confident. Live your life and you'll attract what you're attracted to.
That's what I was going to say, kind of echoing all of that, is like, be the partner you want to be. If you want someone who's super interested in you and puts all this time into you, like, you kind of have to be that person first. Be interested in other people and be, you know, take a lot of pride in your own life.
Mm-hmm.
And then you won't even, the thing is, I feel like if you are truly at a place in life where you are confident, you work on yourself in the way that you have a life that you really are proud of and you admire yourself almost, you will never even have to worry about settling. Mm-hmm. Because you won't even be attracted to anyone who doesn't match your energy in that way.
Exactly.
100%.
Like, if a guy is just giving you the worst, like not giving you attention, you're like, I do not need that, because I think of myself higher than that. So I'm not even attracted to you. You won't even have to worry about, what if I end up with the wrong guy? You know what I mean?
It's true. Don't just wait until you find the person and then start acting right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, once I'm in a relationship, then I'll get up early and start meditating and I'll start, you know, taking care of myself and I'll start, you know, saving up. Like, just do what you would do in a relationship, what you dream of now.
I agree. Well,
thanks for coming, boys.
Thanks for coming.
No problem.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Anything to say to
you? You're wonderful.
Oh, wow.
We really love the What We Said family. Thank you guys for listening day in and day out and telling your friends.
Agreeance is had.
To the Valley Girls.
To the
Valley Girls. Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram if you want to be updated on anything we got going on. It's at What We Said Podcast.
Follow
all of us on Threads, because we be threading, and we're better than Jimmy. We're putting out better content than Jimmy. That's all you need to know. But we do have merch coming out very, very soon. So we'll have already posted pictures of it. We did a little photo shoot. It was super fun. So go follow us on Instagram at What We Said Podcast. If you're feeling extra generous and nice, feel free to leave a rating and review on either the Apple Podcast app or the Spotify app. It's super easy and it means a lot to us. We love you guys so much. And
That's what we said.
Goodbye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.